Welcome to Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the university to come on down to the radio station. We sit and we talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Allison Williams. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, it's so nice to be on.
Right on. What are you doing at school?
I work in a lab on campus called Vedantam Lab, where we study Clostridium difficile.
All right, so Clostridium difficile, how do you say that?
That's actually the full Latin name. They actually changed it a couple years ago to Clostridioides difficile, just to make it a bit harder, but most people just call it C. diff.
It has to do with clustering difficiles?
Clostridium is like the family name, and then difficile comes from the fact that it's really hard to grow. Whenever you're studying a bacteria, you have to be able to grow it in the lab. The really hard thing about C. diff, hence the name difficile, is that oxygen will actually kill it. And it's also very, very specific about the kinds of petri dishes that it'll grow on. So we have to put a lot of different reagents or different mixtures inside of the petri dishes for it to be able to grow.
How do you grow something without oxygen?
We basically have to do all of our research inside of an airlock. So we have these big giant rubber gloves that we have to stretch our hands through and handle a lot of really, really tiny things within this giant chamber. It's pretty tough.
All this effort just to grow this bacteria. Why?
C. diff is actually really interesting. It's one of the top three urgent threats for the CDC right now. It causes over 500,000 infections a year, and there's about 15,000 deaths directly attributed to C. diff. One of the really good things about C. diff is that it's only able to infect people who are on antibiotics. Basically, your gut is always filled with good bacteria. It's able to keep C. diff away, but if you take antibiotics, it kills that good bacteria, and it gives C. diff just enough room to move in, multiply, and make you sick. But the only treatments that we really have right now for C. diff are more antibiotics, and that doesn't fix the problem of people getting infected. In fact, about 1 in 5 people who get C. diff will have a recurrence after antibiotic therapy. So what my lab is trying to do is understand reasons why C. diff is able to make people sick and come up with new therapies that aren't antibiotic-based and maybe even preventative therapies. But I should say, C. diff is, for the most part, very treatable. Even in cases where it does become recurrent, there are some other therapies that have just come on the market that are very expensive, but they do work fairly well. So as long as you work very closely with your provider, there are a lot of treatment options. However, it is still very problematic, and again, it does deserve the title to be one of the top three urgent threats in the nation. So it's also really important that you work closely with your physician to make sure that you're not taking more antibiotics than you need, and that you're being really careful and washing your hands.
That's a really good public service announcement.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands.
We do try to keep them pretty clean. You're a senior now.
Yes.
So, got any plans?
Yes. So I'm in the process of applying to medical school. I love school, so I'm looking forward to another 4 years. I'm also actually planning on a master in public health. Part of the work that I do in the lab is I work on the surveillance project, where we're able to monitor cases of C. diff, and we're able to make sure that the community is safe and that we don't have any outbreaks. And I think that a master's in public health will help me pursue that work more in the future.
That sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever listen to music?
I tend to listen to just about everything. My favorite song is Critical Mistakes by the 888. It's a really beautiful song just about how you can come back from anything, and people make mistakes, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't deserve to be forgiven.
Thank you so much, Allison, for the super song recommendation, for the work you're doing, and for coming to KXCI to talk to us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.